One wheelchair company which helps people to get their designs off the back of a napkin is the Salisbury-based Innovate Production Design. Della Williams is their patent research manager. She's with me now. Hello, Della.
Hello, Mark.
So is that your experience, that we're becoming more inventive and creative all the time?
Yeah, definitely, I'd say so. And like you say, I think necessity is the key for innovation and are normally the most successful products that we find.
So what kinds of things then? What areas are you seeing this kind of growth in?
Gosh, we cover a massive market. Some of the most successful products we find, though, are, like you say, the everyday household items that people come up with. So there's a lot of kitchen products. I was listening to you talk about the spoon peg. Lots of kitchen utensils and the such like do incredibly well, but we have a massive amount of successful clients who have kitchen utensils and pet wear. Pet's a massive sector. Camping and leisure, lots and lots of different sectors.
Right, so these are practical things you can hold in your hand, not just what's known as intellectual property.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And what we do is we specialise to help people to get an idea from an idea to a physical product. And, many with patent protection.
How does that process work, then? Does somebody turn up at your office and say, is it a bit like the Dragon's Den?
Well, we help people before that stage, really. So people will come to us literally with an idea. So we might get a sketch on a jot of paper or just a couple of sentences where people have an idea, but they don't really know what to do with it. So we really help them to research the idea to see whether it's original. We help them with full product design development and help them to get to the stage where they could potentially go on to Dragon's Den.
Right, I guess that idea of being original has got to be key, isn't it? That you may well find yourself saying, look at this brilliant invention. You go along to a company like yours and you say, yeah, it's been done.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key criteria is that it does need to be original. So one of the most useful things you can do firstly is, you know, get on the internet, do a basic search, see if anyone else has already produced an idea like that. If there's nothing like it, then, yeah, there are companies like us that can help people to do patent searching, see if there's patents on the idea.
Right. Now, I guess that's extremely important then, isn't it? Because
yes.
How many of the ideas would you say that you get are completely original?
What, 100% original?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's quite rare because there are about over 60 million patents now.
Hard to find something new amongst 60 million ideas.
Yeah, but the key thing to remember is that something doesn't have to be 100% original. It's coming up with differences over and above the things that are out there.
That's the thing. Like my wife Alex's cocktail, the number 63, which I'm aware you can't patent.
No.
But it's a development from the traditional sidecar, if you know that. And I guess that's the same for a lot of inventions. It's a new twist, a different take, a different application, perhaps.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think as technology evolves, there are always going to be improvements to products. And that's where we really help people. We get lots of people come in kind of improving everyday baby products. So although, you know, the buggy's already out there, they might have an improvement to it, which will help the maneuverability of it or something. And that is an improvement. So that would be potentially protectable.
Okay, I see what you mean. So you're thinking you're a mum, and you're using your buggy,
yeah.
And you think, if only why isn't this on here? What, if only this had this little notch, this little switch, this little handle.
Exactly.
And you go along to the patent office and say, you could patent that idea. I mean, is that literally it? You come along and say, I've got this idea. What can I do with it?
Yeah, I mean, that's normally what people do with us. To get it to the point where you put in a patent application, you need to do a little bit of background work. You need to do that patent search to see if there is anything out there, because when you write your patent, it needs to be different to everything out there. So you need to know what's out there to write around. And you also need to be able to give a detailed description of how it works. So some sort of design development work needs to go in. But, you know, it is quite minimal to get it to the stage where you can at least put protection on it to go and approach companies.
Now then, how much do you have to manage your clients' expectations? I mean, somebody come along and this is it. This is, do the Dell boy. This is going to make me a millionaire.
We do hear that quite frequently. And, you know, we are always very honest with our clients and say that, you know, probably you won't be leaving your day job if you come up with a small kitchen utensil, but it will certainly, you know, fund lots of nice holidays and potentially a new car. And, you know, you might come up with something that's so revolutionary you could do that. But, you know, to manage people's expectations, it will certainly help. But, you know, maybe to that extent, I don't know.
Right, so chances are probably to keep your, to keep that in check.
Yes.
At the beginning, but I guess you would encourage someone to say if you think you've got an idea.
Oh, certainly go for it and have a look. You know, I think the companies that are doing well at the moment, and I know you mentioned Dyson, is because they're so innovative and they're leading the way with new products. And I think any company that wants to stand a chance in this current market of going forward needs to have the best and the newest products. So companies are very receptive to new ideas, which is fantastic for inventors.
Well, we're going to celebrate that on the programme this morning. Della, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. That's Della. Della Williams is the Patent Research Manager with the Salisbury company Innovate Product Design.